Today's parasha is Bamidbar, meaning in the wilderness, and it begins the book of Numbers. A little over a year has passed since Israel left Egypt. They've been encamped at Mount Sinai while God has been preparing them to march into the Promised Land. When first leaving Egypt, they were a disorganized mass of former slaves. But now, they have Moses as their capable leader, God's law to govern their behavior, Aaron and the priests to lead worship, and God's presence dwelling among them to instruct, protect, and guide them. Just a few more details, and they would soon begin their march. But first, God instructs Moses and Aaron to take a census of every male 20 years old and older, fit for service in the army. Now, God knew this task was too demanding for Moses and Aaron alone. So in chapter 1, he appointed one man from each tribe to help them take count and then report it back to Moses. God's desire is for his people to work together and help each other. When we are faced with a task too great to tackle alone, it is made easier and we are more effective when we support and help one another. The larger the task, the more it will require organization and sometimes delegation of responsibilities. Because they followed God's instructions and cooperated in an orderly way, the census was completed promptly and the number of fighting men was reported. In chapter 2, we discover how God strategically positioned each tribe before they set out towards the land. Without God's order, chaos would be inevitable. Positioned on the east side of the tabernacle were the tribes of Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. They were first in line to march. On the south side of the tabernacle were the tribes of Reuben, Simeon, and Gad. They were second to move out. On the west side of the tabernacle were Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin. They were third. On the north side of the tabernacle were Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. They were fourth to march. Finally, the Levites were in the middle, closest to the tabernacle, surrounding it on all sides. God made it very clear that the tabernacle would be the center of his holy formation. Since the tabernacle symbolized God's presence with them, it remained a visual reminder that he would always be at the heart of every move they made. Just as God's presence was the central focus for Israel, his presence can do the same for us. When we choose to place God at the center of our lives, our thoughts, decisions, and plans take proper shape and succeed. With Adonai leading us, we can have assurance and peace of mind. Oftentimes, we don't see it, but God continuously works behind the scenes, moving us towards our own promised land. For you, that could be a restored marriage, being set free from addictions, or experiencing freedom from negative thinking. Simply put, God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. His ways are far more than our ways. He orchestrates circumstances according to his infinite wisdom, not our extremely limited understanding. No matter how smart we think we are, he's still all-knowing and all-capable. Even when we don't understand or we think we know what is best, when life seems chaotic and decisions difficult, we must trust him. Chapter 3 also involves a census of God's people. Here, the accounting is the tribe of Levi, which has been chosen by God to care for the temple and to represent the people before him. Why was this tribe, so comparatively small, chosen and entrusted with the privilege of priestly service? The answer to that comes from the golden calf incident at Mount Sinai. They put to death the leaders of that sinful rebellion. From that time forward, this tribe alone would serve God at the temple. What a tremendous privilege and sobering call. Like the Levites, when we choose to follow God in faith, He invites us into areas of greater sacrifice and service. We may feel small and insignificant, but God sees our faith and grows it. God invites us to heed the call and be set apart to Him. Like the Levites, we must acknowledge that serving God is serious and sacred. At times it will be very difficult, but is very worth it. In chapter 4, Moses continues the census, but this census would highlight particular families within the tribe of Levi and delineate their responsibilities at the tabernacle. Wherever Israel set out, the tabernacle went with them. This census singled out 8,580 men, ages 30 to 50, from three prominent families within the tribe of Levi. Why that age range? The task to which God called them required maturity, physical strength, and endurance. They would be working closely with the sacred things in the camp. Moses could not risk poor judgment, frailty, or inattention to detail. Now, before we go any further, just because you fall outside that age range, God still loves you. It was just His decision at the time and what He thought was best. Moses issued strict instructions in accordance with the standard of holiness God had established for His people from the beginning. Whether it was the tabernacle, a cloud of glory by day, a pillar of fire by night, God's majesty always laid before them. Even though God chose to abide in their midst, He separated Himself by dwelling in the Holy of Holies. That separateness needed to be maintained. Sinful man could not see, touch, or even be in a presence of the Holy God. But how blessed we are under the new covenant. God calls us friends. In Messiah Yeshua, we see God clearly, not through a cloud by day or fire by night. God wrapped human skin around His glory in the form of His Son, Yeshua, and walked among us in our dust. And after our Lord's death and resurrection, He sent His glory through His Spirit to dwell within us. And that glory within us transforms day by day, changing us from the inside out. The indwelling presence of God molds and shapes us, taking us from one level of glory to another, until that great day when we will receive the fullness of His glory in eternity. Shabbat Shalom.